Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. More electric vehicles are on the road than ever before. More solar panels are on roofs than ever before. These trends mean there are more business opportunities for clean energy-focused companies than ever before, which is why our next guest's organization puts on an annual summit in our state on this topic. Bonnie Loomis is the Executive Director of the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance in Columbia, host organization for the 2018 SC Clean Energy Summit, and we have her on the phone. Bonnie, welcome.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with your organization, tell us more.
Yeah, the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance has been around for about 8 years now, and we have a little over 100 members, companies all across the state and some from outside the state as well, who are engaged in some aspect of clean energy delivery. And it could be that they manufacture component parts for solar panels, or it could be that they're solar installers or commercial or utility scale solar developers. And then we also have a number of companies that are primarily focused on building performance and energy efficiency and ensuring that businesses are able to maximize the facilities that they have and ensure that they're operating at peak capacity from an energy efficiency perspective, because we consider that to be a type of energy generation, a type of clean energy as well. Energy avoided is perhaps the cleanest energy that's out there.
Tell us the date and the place for the summit.
It's on October 11th, and it's at the Columbia Convention Center.
And open to the public?
Absolutely. Whoever has an interest in the subject matter, we typically have about 300 attendees.
Well, walk us through what will happen during the summit.
We have, in the morning, a plenary session where we bring together some of the individuals who were really instrumental in our state's collaborative energy stakeholder process to develop the Distributed Energy Resources Act that was adopted by the legislature in 2014. And that really opened the door for more clean energy investment on the part of the investor-owned utilities in our state. And so some of those individuals are going to come together and talk about how the collaborative process that was used for that was so productive and how it can be used to really help our state look beyond where we've been over the last year, I would say, with energy discussion, given the abandonment of nuclear construction. It has changed the debate. At the end of the day, a plenary will have some public leaders, some legislators talking about public leadership to move us beyond that place as well. And then in the middle of the day, we're going to hear from the clean energy and sustainability practice leader for Scott Madden, a large national consulting firm. They are going to bring to us some lessons learned, both good, bad, and ugly, from their work across the country in helping other companies and other states move forward from a clean energy development perspective.
Talk about the state of the clean energy business, the business opportunities in our state right now.
Well, truly, they are greater than they ever have been, both for companies to have opportunities in South Carolina, but then also for South Carolina-based companies to do business elsewhere. I mean, we have some companies in our state that truly are international in scope.
Where are most of the opportunities right now? Solar, electric vehicles, wind?
Certainly solar opportunities are there. We are seeing actually an uptick in interest, you know, other organizations contacting our organization to ask about wind, who are doing some studies around wind opportunities in our state. That sort of, we've seen a resurgence of that in the last few years, which is interesting. The one that is, I think, more likely to develop more quickly, that is around clean transportation, both the commercial fleet transportation and then also on the personal transportation level.
Well, one more time, give us the date and place of the upcoming SC Clean Energy Summit.
It will be on Thursday, October 11th. We're holding it at the Columbia Convention Center, downtown Columbia on Lincoln Street.
Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having us here.
Bonnie Loomis is Executive Director of the South Carolina Clean Energy Business Alliance, based in Columbia, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her organization as well as to the event coming up posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.